Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4915.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I've been told by a number of people that it's my ability to find connections between things or to find context. The attribute really plays itself out well in my work, where I'm able to work with people at different levels of an organization and kind of make the connection between them and any other part of the organization and how they work together.
What types of things make you happy?
Seeing friends or family thrive. I really like to see growth and development in people in general, and I have a number of friends of mine that I've seen really change and become better people over the years, and you know, nothing makes me happier when I can look and just, you know, see advancement and growth and change.
What types of things make you sad?
Seeing anybody being taken advantage of, anybody in a situation where they're sort of a martyr or you know, being given an hard time and it's not really fair. People who are trying to do the right things but have a hard time getting, you know, even breaking even despite that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Any sort of assertive, nurturing quality. Any situation where a person is really going out of their way to help other people around them and to continue to help themselves be better and to grow.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I spent a lot of time in my childhood playing with Legos. I think I was one of the kids who was just naturally inclined to picking up the blocks and figuring out how the colors go together and how to form them into interesting items. I had a lot of fun kind of coming up with different concepts for vehicles and for different types of towns and building layouts as a kid. And I had a number of friends of mine who kind of jumped into that activity with me, and we really built some very cool and innovative things.
What do you do for fun?
Well, I've definitely been involved heavily in a number of fitness-related activities, but what I've been trying to do lately is to pick up different types of activities that I've never done before. So I just started fencing, and at this stage of my life, a lot of people have been fencing since they were teenagers or younger, and picking it up now, I'm having a lot of fun with it. A little while ago, I picked up racquetball, and I had a lot of fun with that. But in general, I like trying to pick up sports or different types of physical activities that I've never done before.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Yeah, I definitely am a creative person. It comes out in different ways. I used to draw quite a bit. I used to do a lot of sketching. Now I've worked more on cooking and coming up with interesting recipes and trying to mix things together. So I've been having a lot of fun with that.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I had an interesting situation in my career about a year and a half ago. I was in a meeting with, you know, a company that was a great company, and I had a few people on my team that I was managing that were working with them, and we were going out of our way to really try to take care of this company, but the company themselves and some of the employees in the company were being extremely hard and harsh on my on some of my team members, to the point where I felt that they crossed the line in professionalism. So I kind of took it upon myself to call off the meeting, to end all activities that we were performing, and this was, you know, late at night, right before a deadline, to call the upper management and to kind of change the entire dynamic of the situation, because I had, you know, one of the people on my team was really beaten up and was in tears over this, over the way that she was being treated. I've never, you know, I didn't really necessarily have the authority at the time to do that or to, you know, cancel the relationship or to kind of disrupt what was going on with work at that time. But it turned out that, you know, people from higher up at my client company as well as my own company came through for me. And we were able to we were able to kind of deal with things in a positive light, despite the fact that, you know, what I did wasn't necessarily, at the time, didn't seem to be what was in my own company's best interest. But in the long term, I ended up with better relationships and respect from the rest of my team and from my company and from even some of the higher up people at my client company.
Okay. Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
That's pretty easy. Benjamin Franklin. Seeing somebody who's had his hand in so many different areas of life, from politics to inventions and so on, he's somebody that I look at as a person who continually reinvented himself and found ways to contribute to society throughout his entire life.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would love to be announcing a cure for cancer or some other terrible disease or some solution to global warming or some other problem in the world. You know, I hope that as I continue to grow and reinvent myself, that I'm able to find myself having the ability to really affect major change in a positive direction in the world.
Okay. Who's your favorite actor and why?
Will Smith. He's somebody that I saw and listened to, you know, the music when I was much younger, during, you know, the 90s, early, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and have seen this person really turn into a pretty amazing actor. I really like a number of the movies that he's made, from the dramatic movies to the funny movies and so on.
Okay. What is your favorite dinner?
Anything, any sort of fresh seafood. I love seafood right now. It definitely excites me. But I have to say, I am certainly still love things like pizza when I get a chance.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
When I was really young, I would say I was a big fan of Memory. I was pretty good at it. It was the only thing I could beat my sister at. As I got older, I got really into chess. I had a friend of mine that was, he was an exchange student from Russia, and he did not speak English very well, but he taught me chess, and we used to play quite a bit, and we had a lot of fun with that.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Convincing my boss to become my client. I had a very difficult and interesting conversation as I was leaving my last employment, where I was talking to my boss, whom I had a great relationship with, but who was also kind of a very strong, difficult personality. And I was explaining to him that, you know, I was moving on to start my own company and that I really would like to move in a new direction, but I really did enjoy working with him and would like to continue to work with him. And was able to go from, you know, sort of every emotion from, you know, sort of the shock that I was leaving to the, you know, kind of feeling of disappointment to negotiating with me on how we could work together in the future and in a really positive way. So it was, I've never seen kind of gone through so many stages in a 20-minute conversation as I did that day.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Walk my dog. I have a fairly old dog that I took over from a family friend who was having difficulty taking care of him, and he's, you know, but I've kind of nurtured him back to health, and I have to give him a lot of exercise every day. So the first thing I do is wake up and give him a nice long walk.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Fly. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely a number of superhuman things that I wish I could do, but, you know, I guess I just wish sometimes, that I could, I love the progress that I've been making in various areas of life, but I wish I could kind of find ways to do that faster, to do things faster, to move through stages faster, but, I guess I'm learning patience.
What is your favorite season and why?
Definitely spring. I mean, it's I mean, just the renewal, the growth. Yeah, I love it. That's definitely inspiring to me.
What matters to you most?
Friendships and relationships matter most. I love my career. I love my hobbies and activities and all of the fun things that I do. But really, I care about these close friendships and relationships where people are really helping each other.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Education. I definitely believe that people need to continue to find ways to learn new things throughout their lives, and that they should, it doesn't have to necessarily be formal, but I think that people should that people should consistently be going after, learning new skills and activities and opening their mind.
What's your favorite joke?
I think I just remember hearing this in school when Gandhi was asked what he thought of Western civilization. I think he responded, "I think it would be a great idea." It's important to be humble and realize that we are just in a certain stage right now of evolution, in terms of civilization, that we still have a lot of work to do and a long way to go.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I can't say exactly who I would be. I'd have to really look through some comic books or something to really find somebody with this power. But I'd love the ability to reverse time, the ability to kind of have a do-over for, activities that you did earlier in that day or even 5 minutes ago would be great. I always find that even if I like the way that I handled a situation, I always end up with the best ideas, shortly thereafter on how I could do it even better.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I think I've spent a lot of time on stage with other great people that I admire and or musicians, speakers, anybody. I'd like to kind of see what they're seeing and experience what they're experiencing to a degree. I especially people that are sort of in, at the peak of what they're doing and at the top of what they're doing. I think that would be great.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
They mostly came by sea in the early 1900s. A lot of them settled in the East Coast.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
So the main quality that I like is my optimism. In general, I think I do a pretty good job of finding a way to make things work or finding sort of the light at the end of the tunnel. The quality that I like least is, to a certain degree, perfectionism. I find that I sometimes get too caught up in the act, trying to get better and better at the one activity that I'm doing, and would like to continue to find ways to get better at switching and realizing I've gotten enough out of that activity and it's time to move on to the next one.
Why did you choose internet marketing as your line of work?
So I mean, we're in the middle of the information age, and I was influenced heavily when I was younger with computers, programming, computer science. By the time I was in college, I spent a lot of time getting involved in internet applications and areas like that. I really like the growth in the industry. I really like the fact that a lot of what we're doing right now is being done for the first time, that we're defining what the web is, what the internet is, and really how companies and people will communicate and interact with each other in the future. I love the information age, and I love the continued growth and development and evolution.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Honestly, it's the fact that it constantly changes. The dynamics of what it takes to for a company to really be relevant, with all of the changes that have occurred with social media, with the use of mobile devices, with the new wearable technology, and so on. There are a number of things that we need to start planning for very quickly and that we have to be able to bring to market very quickly so that companies can communicate with customers in a way that that's relevant and that makes sense and that's timely. You know, I can only imagine what it's going to look like 5 years from now, and I'm sitting right at the cutting edge of where it's going. I think we're going to see a lot of change and a lot of evolution, and it's going to keep everybody learning and growing.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
I really love medicine, and I guess by that I mean I really love the idea of any sort of technology that can make people healthier or better, not just curing people of diseases, but finding ways to help them live in an optimal way. So I certainly could see myself involved in a medical device company or a career in that direction.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Hopefully something very different from what I'm doing now. I'd like to continue to evolve and change. Again, maybe what I'll find is my current career will find its way over to the career that I described in the prior question.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Any of them. I really like watching the Olympics. I like watching the competition, that level of competition at the highest level. For me, seeing people really trying to push the limits and break boundaries is particularly interesting.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I have a niece and three nephews that I spend quite a bit of time with, and my sister and I have always been very close, especially as we became adults, and I don't even know how to describe it.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
Well, let me start with my favorite book. I guess one of my most influential books was Pragmatism by William James. I love the idea of thinking about thoughts as tools that can help you predict the future, solve problems, but not necessarily as absolute truths. And that change in perspective after reading that book has really led me to use my mind in different ways that are a bit more helpful and practical.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I had a few people that I've sort of taken under my wing throughout my career that I've been able to see kind of move from really being a bit down and out on their luck and a bit I'm not sure where they were going with their career to finding a way to really explore their own talents and grow and move their career very quickly. It's definitely amazing to see people that transform like that.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
There are a few reasons, but one of them is that I definitely have a strong belief in life in general. I think that it's very important that people should have the ability to choose the conditions under which they are able to pass on life, but I also, you know, I think that it's important that life is passed on in general.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Yes, it's definitely to value life. You know, the chances that any of us exist are infinitesimally small. If you think about every single one of your ancestors, going back to the beginning of the time, the fact that they found each other, that they were able to pass on life to their own offspring, that they were able to see that their offspring were able to pass on life further, the chances of each one of those activities happening, that they survived, that they lived, that they were able to carry on, is so extremely and infinitesimally small that, you know, the chances that you're here are not one in a million or one in a billion, but one in several times that. You know, the fact that I chose to participate in this program, the fact that your mother and family chose to, chose to participate with this program, is a very small chance in and of itself. Definitely, I think it's important for them to take care of themselves, to take care of their family, to take care of their friends, to try to make this life in this world better, and to really value that.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4915.